news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, fairly warm as we get started on this Christmas Eve, 57. Heading for a high in the upper 60s. Dr. Bill has the details coming up in just a second. Right now on Mobile Mornings, Kane has our traffic.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Been a good ride so far. Just watch your speed across the Bayway and northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Sherland. We've seen state troopers pretty thick, but nothing out of the ordinary so far. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Give the gift of Blacksmith Experience this year at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hoping you have the best holiday ever? The staff and management of American Cannabis at 16B South Sage Avenue in Mobile remind you that careless driving increases your chances of an accident. Stay alert and drive defensively. Obey all the rules of the road. Always buckle up, keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and above all, never text or drink while driving. This safety reminder provided by the staff and management of American Cannabis on 16B South Sage Avenue in Mobile, taking part in the annual Gulf Coast Holiday Safety Program.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. From the FM Talk 106.5 family to yours, Merry Christmas.
Right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Christmas Eve. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Top stories of the day. Number one, Mobile police are still looking for that accused shoplifter. Had a gun misfire go off when it was dropped yesterday in the shops of Bel Air. Talk more about that. Also, Kim Jong-un wants to play Dirty Santa. He says he has a Christmas gift for us. He just...
What is it with this guy?
He needs attention. He needs attention. And also, of course, you'll hear, if you don't hear it from us, you'll hear it elsewhere, that more Americans will be traveling than any other Christmas in history.
Yeah, right? Color me shocked.
Yes, it's the same story AAA puts out every year. But I want to add a little wrinkle into this in just a second as measles part of the mix in airline travel. Oof. We'll get to that. Also coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast, and we'll also check in with Quinn Hillier in the 8 o'clock hour and the whiskey speech.
Finally.
Yes, that tradition that we do here on Christmas Eve, that'll roll at about 8:35. Coming up in sports.
Auburn, the basketball team, still undefeated, the only Power 5 team that is undefeated, and keep on moving up in the AP Top 25.
All right, health officials warning of measles exposure at 5 U.S. airports. Said 5 airports had travelers pass through with confirmed cases of measles this month, exposing an unknown number of fellow passengers to the highly infectious disease, according to health officials in those cities. In Chicago, an individual with measles traveled through 2 terminals at O'Hare International Airport over the course of a week. Then on December 17th, the individual passed through O'Hare's Terminal 1, and then on December 12th, they passed through O'Hare's Terminal 3, according to Chicago Department of Public Health. In Virginia, a person with the measles visited Richmond International Airport on December 17th, according to Virginia's Department of Health. In Austin, an individual with a diagnosed case of measles visited the United Airlines gate at Austin Bergstrom International Airport. That was December 17th as well. Earlier in this month, 3 unvaccinated children who had traveled to a country with ongoing measles outbreak tested positive for measles when they returned. The children visited several parts of Denver International Airport on December 11th, including Concourse A, the baggage area, and the pickup area. Colorado's Tri-County Health Department reports that. They also traveled through Terminals 4 and 5 at LAX, and that was on December 11th, according to the LA Department of Public Health. The exposures cap off the worst year for measles in more than 2 decades, with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting 1,276 cases, which affected the majority of U.S. states. There were more cases of the infectious disease this year than there have been in the last 4 years combined.
Wow.
So, and they going through airports. So if it wasn't just troubling enough going through the airport, now you got people with cases of the measles going through there.
And popular airports at that. I mean, you mentioned LAX, O'Hare, Denver. I don't know if anyone goes through West Virginia, but the rest of them, lots of people traveling through there. Is this one on the anti-vaxxers? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. It's one of the discussions that comes up, and you know whether you've got people with these active cases of it. Some of these were children, but some were adults as well. And if you have somebody out there that does not have immunity from vaccines for the measles, it could be very, very bad. All right, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, it may be weeks before the agreement is reached on how to proceed with the Senate trial of President Trump. Positions have hardened, though, and the matter only made more complex by Sunday's revelation involving White House aide emails. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
Senate leader Mitch McConnell appearing on Fox News indicating there are no negotiations planned, considering where he and Chuck Schumer left it last Thursday.
Look, we're at an impasse. We can't do anything until the speaker sends the papers over, so everybody enjoy the holidays. You know, I'm not anxious to have this trial, so if she wants to hold on to the papers, go right ahead.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is heating up his rhetoric about the need to have witnesses based on revealed emails from the Office of Management and Budget to the Pentagon, halting funding for Ukraine's military just 90 minutes after President Trump's July 25th conversation with the new Ukraine president.
The Senate should issue subpoenas for a limited set of documents that we believe will shed additional light on the administration's decision-making regarding the delay in security assistance funding to Ukraine.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to hold out. She says on Twitter, the House cannot choose our impeachment managers until we know what sort of trial the Senate will conduct. President Trump blocked his own witnesses and documents from the House and from the American people on phony complaints about the House process. What is his excuse now? A tweet from Mar-a-Lago. Pelosi gives us the most unfair trial in the history of the U.S. Congress, and now she's crying for fairness in the Senate and breaking all rules while doing so. The president doesn't clarify which rules have been broken, though Pelosi is holding the articles of impeachment to see how the Senate will proceed. On Fox News Sunday, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, in the midst of haggling,
all I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton. To go through the opening arguments, to have a written question period, and then deciding what witnesses to call. We haven't ruled out witnesses.
In 1999, a handful of witnesses gave video depositions played during the Senate trial. There's a new impeachment wildcard to consider, since a number of White House aides were ordered to not testify in various House inquiries, even those related to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Democrats in the House continue to seek court orders compelling them to testify. And in a Monday court filing, House lawyer Douglas Letter let it be known President Trump might be impeached a second time if the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals rules against the White House. Specifically at issue is former White House counsel Don McGahn. His testimony is sought for what he can tell House Democrats about the firing of James Comey and alleged attempts by the president to get Special Counsel Robert Mueller fired. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right. 714 FM Talk 106.5, and also waiting on what the Dirty Santa gift is from Kim Jong-un, as North Korea says, expect a Christmas present from them. How, for just a side, editorial side note, did Kim Jong-un watch like a lot of old 60s and 70s Bond movies and trying to style himself as a international bad guy with, and here's your Christmas gift, Mr. Bond. I mean, come on. I'm sure they're going to test an ICBM.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
And he wouldn't be out of place in a Bond movie, the way he dresses and the way he acts. You're exactly
like
right.
Like the Nehru suit and the whole nine. Mr. President, Merry Christmas. You know, so we'll see what happens.
You know,
here.
John Bolton, who he's been outspoken, well, pretty much on any international issue.
Yeah, there's more to be had, yes.
But he came out recently and said that the president's been bluffing about our intentions with North Korea, and that over these last 3 years of quote-unquote negotiations, that they've still been steadily building their nuclear arsenal and their ability with warheads. So we'll see what the Christmas present is, but I really hope, obviously, that no one gets hurt, because you got Japan right there. They've been bluffing for a long time, but the way they've been testing these things, you never know.
When I heard the headline in the wee hours of this morning, I thought, I guess they just don't understand re-gifting. When it comes, if they're going to shoot something at us for Christmas, we might re-gift it to them.
With a bigger gift.
That's right. 7:15, coming right back, we'll check in with News 5.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait. wait. In 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your Everyday Can Be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
I'm Katarina Lukic for WKRG News 5. A ransomware group claims to be behind a cyber attack in Pensacola that crippled the city's computer network. On Monday, a group called Maze posted screenshots of city timesheets that members claim they accessed during the attack. While there's no confirmation that any personal information was actually compromised, the city will offer identity protection services to about 60,000 people potentially affected by the attack. Mobile police are still looking for an alleged shoplifter who brought a gun into the shops at Bel Air. As a security guard was trying to take 28-year-old Jeremiah Johnson into custody, a gun fell out of Johnson's waistband and went off. No one was hurt, but Johnson got away. A U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan has been identified as a Green Beret stationed at Eglin Air Force Base. The Department of Defense says 33-year-old Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel was killed by a roadside bomb. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukatich, local coverage you can count on.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
All right, 7:18, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Christmas Eve. Let's fire up some Christmas. Can we do some Christmas stuff here? There we go. The original. All right. Bobby Helms, right? Many versions that we may try to roll out a couple even rockier versions of Jingle Bell Rock.
You mean a version that rocks more than this?
Could it be possible? Imagine this was something back in the day that the parents of the kids in the 50s went, oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, next thing they'll be ripping their shirts off.
This is out of control, this Jingle Bell Rock. All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by your CBD store, West Mobile.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. Let's flash back to some of the fireworks from Saturday at Auburn Arena.
Drive to the basket by Alamundun. Ball out to the wing, stolen by Dowdy. Ahead for Javon McCormick. To the hole, lobs it off the glass and jammed home. Holy mackerel Cambridge.
I love it.
Woo!
Do that again.
Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith after one of two second-half alley-oops started by Javon McCormick in Saturday's win over Lehigh.
I had missed Devin one time on a lob, so I told him I'm going to get him. And then we ran a fast break, and I seen him trailing, so I just wanted to make a highlight play.
And he did that. The senior point guard finished with four assists and no turnovers. He also scored a game-high 18 points as the Tigers went into Christmas break at 11-0.
Yeah, I think it's a good time. We get a chance to go with our families and take a break and get our bodies rested for the SEC play. We just got to stay ready.
Your response to being 11-0 going into Christmas?
It just felt like we can't lose.
That's Javon with Andy Burcham from the Regents Bank postgame show Saturday. Auburn is one of just three teams nationally to be undefeated at this juncture of the season. The Tigers will reconvene for practice Thursday night before hosting Lipscomb Sunday in the final game before conference play begins. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent, even during the holidays, at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Browning's latest bolt-action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue. Take advantage of a $50 rebate through December 31st. Browning, the best there is.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The staff and management of Green Coast Services in Foley remind drivers your family's peace and happiness may depend on your driving skill. Keep your hands on the wheels, eyes on the road, and never text or drink while driving. Drive with the other guy in mind. Watch for cars, motorcycles, and bicycles at this holiday time. The staff and management of Green Coast Services in Foley would like to thank our patrons, friends, and customers for making this a successful business year and wish you a Merry Christmas and a new year full of happiness.
Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for a holiday filled with laughter and wacky fun.
Jolene, do I really have to say it like that?
Like what?
Wacky.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour series of joyous and wacky episodes.
Join me and all your favorite Roxbury players back just for the holidays. Sundays at 5 and 10 p.m. only on FM Talk 106.5.
Don't make me do that again.
Would you stop complaining?
Good
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still light traffic across the Bayway, the Causeway, Spanish Fort, Daphne, from Malpas to Loxley, Long I-10. It's been a smooth ride. No delays for Mobile. Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65 running smooth. Tillman's Corner at Theodore also looks good. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for 60 months and $1,000 holiday cash or up to $4,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Christmas Eve. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, so when you're done with the aftermath of Christmas morning and you look at the junk everywhere in the house, you got some new things, you need to get old things out. Maybe there's stuff you want to get out. You're going to make a New Year's resolution to get cleaned up and organized around the house. The first step is to get that stuff gone and do it with my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You can make an appointment time. They give you a day. They give you a time. They show up. They look at the junk. They quote you a price. If you agree, they get to work and get it gone. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Big company, but local franchisee. My buddy, been doing it 11 years here. Called Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, speaking of gifts under trees and stuff moving into houses, it's top of the Drudge Report. It's top of a lot of different news aggregators out there. Saturday shopping set a single-day sales record, according to analysts. The biggest shopping day in American history. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One with more.
When all is said and done, the National Retail Federation thinks the totals will show a significant increase over last year's holiday spending, around 4.2%. The average person will have spent $1,048 once they've completed their shopping, if they haven't done so already. You'll likely see more men running around at the last minute today than women. The NRF says more men put off shopping until today. Americans were expected to spend between $728 billion and $730.7 billion by Christmas Day. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
All right, so heads up, single ladies, all the single ladies. You're looking for the dudes, they're out today, right? So this is, if you want to just post up and, you know, go to the stores and watch the guys come in there, that probably pick you out a couple on day like day. Get easy hunting, shooting fish in the barrel today.
Go browsing for more than just Christmas presents.
Yes, single ladies, how about that?
And so probably the bars later tonight.
It may be. Or I tell you, day in and day out, with all the great stores in town that guys go to, I would say, ladies, single ladies looking for dudes, the highest density of dudes, Harbor Freight. It's the highest density. It's a target-rich environment for single ladies. Y'all should just go, just hang out, just be browsing there where the nitrile gloves are, or looking around at the air compressors or whatever, and you'll find your guy. I know, I go in there, I see them.
And you'll know that they're probably pretty handy, too. They could probably fix things around the house.
That's true. All right, and so what about those stats? Job growth, fatter wallets, along with stronger household finances have put consumers in a buying mood for sure, and this is a big, big number. The biggest retail Saturday ever in the United States, and that's saying something. Super Saturday, they called it, top Black Fridays, $31.2 billion in sales by 10%.
Wow.
The biggest shopping days this year, December 14th, when we spent $28.1 billion. Cyber Monday, when we spent $19.1 billion. And then Super Saturday, $31.2 billion. They said foot traffic was down at most malls. The conversion rate, or the percentage of people who go to malls and make a purchase, rose, because that's dudes, right? Even long-struggling department stores had their best weekend of the season. The question is now whether this leads into sustained economic growth in 2020 and beyond. Well, looks pretty good from an economic front for the presidential cycle for 2020, setting some records out there. All right, 7:30, Dr. Bill joins us in just a couple minutes to talk about our Christmas forecast, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Katarina Lukic for WKRG News 5. Crayola's former police chief and city clerk have been indicted, accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the city. The district attorney's office says Jerry Taylor and Kim Green clocked time they didn't work, taking nearly $70,000. The two are charged with theft of property and ethics violation. Taylor is the current police chief in Jackson, Alabama. Mobile police are looking for a murder suspect. Police say Ravon Harris shot and killed Jermaine Doolittle on December 15th. Doolittle died at the hospital 3 days after he was shot. A homeowner in Escambia County, Florida, fought back against an accused home invasion suspect. Deputies say 37-year-old Jonathan Crook tried to break into a home on Redoubt Avenue Monday morning when the homeowner shot him in the arm. Crook drove himself to the hospital, where he was later taken into custody. Jail records show Crook lived on the street where the home invasion happened. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukatich.
Holiday rebates continue at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Receive instant rebates on your purchase, up to $300 off the Franklin, Lincoln, or Fat Boy safes in stock.
And receive a matching amount from Liberty Safes.
All Liberty Safes have a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. For a limited time, 18-month 0% interest with approved credit is available on any purchase over $2,000. Get the Liberty Safe you really need now and stretch your payments out for 18 months. For service after the sale, go to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow.
A new satellite image of a factory where North Korea makes military equipment used to launch long-range missiles shows the construction of a new structure. The release of several new images from Planet Labs comes amid concern that North Korea could launch a rocket or missile as it seeks concessions in stalled nuclear negotiations with the U.S. This, of course, the last shopping day until Christmas.
The average person will have spent $1,048 once they've completed their shopping, if they haven't done so already. Americans were expected to spend between $728 billion and $730.7 billion by Christmas Day. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
In Russia, a Moscow court has extended the detention of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. He's being held on espionage charges. Markets are open a half day today on Wall Street, leading indices all point higher. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. At the box office, 2019 will forever be known as the year of Disney. Disney was behind 8 of the top 10 highest-grossing films of the year, including Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, Spider-Man Far From Home, Toy Story 4, and Frozen 2. Not only that, Disney launched its streaming service, Disney Plus, which has fared far better than analysts had expected. Comcast and Lionsgate, the owner of premium cable channel Starz, have reached a new distributor agreement for the network following months of tense negotiations. As part of the deal, Starz and its sister channel Encore will remain in Comcast premium channel packages for the foreseeable future before being transitioned to be sold individually or a la carte. That means the channels have the potential to reach more homes than they would as a standalone offering. In return, Lionsgate agreed to license its television and film content to Comcast streaming platform Peacock, which launches next April. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60-foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama Parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at Rennie at fmtalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E, at fmtalk1065.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill, and Merry Christmas, Dr. Bill.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and to all of our listeners.
Absolutely. And let's walk through our Christmas Eve forecast and what Santa is facing for this evening and tomorrow for Christmas Day.
Well, we've got some nice weather for Christmas, and we're going to hold off on any kind of rain now till the weekend. A big rainy system that affected us the last few days is off the Georgia coast. We still have some clouds kind of lingering in our area this morning, but it should become mostly sunny and warmer today, up to 68 degrees this afternoon. And the normal high is 61, so we're going to get quite a bit above normal for today and also for tomorrow. Now, tonight we'll cool down to about 52, which was sort of a high temperature for the last few days. And then for Christmas Day, should be mostly sunny, and most likely we'll reach 70 degrees. After that, 70 degrees on Thursday under partly cloudy skies, and then 70 and mostly cloudy on Friday. On the weekend, Saturday, a cold front will be moving down through Mississippi. It's not a strong front, but just the same, it's going to bring some cooler weather. Saturday will be 72 degrees with a slight chance of a shower. And then Sunday, with the arrival of that front, it'll be cloudy with a chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two. And Sunday's high, again, about 72 degrees. Monday, a little bit cooler, be partly cloudy and a high of 62 degrees. And that brings us really back to normal.
All right, Dr. Bill. And so that those showers over the weekend with that front, just showers, doesn't look severe in nature?
Doesn't look like any severe weather at this time, but we'll have a chance to look at that over the next few days. And we're going to be way above normal for the next few days, and then we'll get back to more typical temperatures on the Monday and Tuesday of next week.
But no big cold outbreak, just back to normal.
Back to normal. No, nothing in the way of a freeze, at least through let's say next Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill. Also, the highs and lows and all the different things that are of note in a year of weather around here are in the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
And it still has that incredible price. It's free.
And, even adjusted for inflation, right? Even with the adjustment for the CPI, it's still free.
It's still free. That's really remarkable. But we do have copies available in Mobile and also in the Eastern Shore. Here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also West Marine, I have copies. You'll also find them at Classic Cars out on College Hill Road. And also Robert Moore Christmastown. If you're in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply down in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate, also in Fairhope, and also Autocraft Collision Center. You can also pick up copies at Fox 10. And also at 106.5, and I don't want to leave out Robertsdale, because we have copies over at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your update right here at FM Talk 106.5. And by the way, too, the note this morning from the folks at NORAD, that it was earlier this morning that Santa, let's see, NORAD just received notification that Santa just took off from the North Pole. This has been about 2 hours ago. His magical journey around the world has begun.
Now, great.
Nice thing is, he doesn't have to, he's flying private and not commercial, mm-hmm. So he doesn't have to worry about, going through, can you imagine going through TSA? For Santa, you imagine that pat down, having each package inspected. He has to take off his boots and have them go through the
belt too. Yeah,
yeah. That whole thing, that would be bad. His belt, I don't think he would retain his drawers.
And just about a minute or two after he took off, Mrs. Claus kicked off her shoes and fired up the Netflix, right?
She's sitting back. No, he forgot his phone. He had to make a loop back and get his phone. But yeah, Santa is out on his route, so be aware. 7:38, we'll check traffic of the non-Santa type next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Stanton Moore, drummer for New Orleans funk band Galactic. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Mm-hmm.
What's made Stanton Moore successful as the drummer for his band that does about 100 shows a year, as the leader of an online drum academy, and the representative of a few drum equipment companies? He says it's one thing: work ethic. Talent is a distant second. Once you become predictable, he'll tell you, people start giving you opportunities. Incidentally, the music in the background right now comes from him, and I think he's fantastic. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Save 40% on select guns now through the end of the year at Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale. Hurry, that's 40% off select guns now through the end of the year. Sticks River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bag, and reloading supplies. Hurry to Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Good morning, everyone, from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. Accident-free conditions continue, light traffic, Fairhope to Daphne and across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays from Government, Pleasant Valley, Airport, and University in Schillinger. Also, as you're traveling now from Dolphin, Moffitt, 65, and all the way up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, you won't find any delays. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger and Airport and Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote-controlled cars, trucks, and even tanks. And they have top-name airplanes, too, including E-Flight and Hangar 9, Hobbytown USA and Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's say hello and Merry Christmas to Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that. If Santa is looking for that last-minute vehicle on the list, y'all are going to be open today.
Yes, we are open. Matter of fact, we got a customer test driving one of our nice used trucks right now, as a matter of fact. We'll be here till early afternoon, probably somewhere around 2 o'clock.
All right.
If need be.
All right, so just until the last customer is served, and let's talk about the rest of the week. Y'all be back in on Thursday?
Yeah, we'll be back on Thursday, normal hours, 8 to 6 Thursday and Friday, and then 9 to 4 on Saturday. So we'll be pushing for the end of the year.
Yeah, and let's talk about how financing is looking here in this last quarter, the very end of the year.
Well, as always, the credit unions are real aggressive. They got tremendous rates. They got long terms. So they're buying deep. All the lenders are just really working overtime. They don't go away for the holidays. They stay working.
All right, very good. Give us directions to come see you online and in the real world.
You can see us online at LCMMotorCars.com. Come see us at the corner of 90 and Plantation Road. Call us at 375-0068 and please like us on Facebook.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and the crew.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 742 on the way in sports.
Got big news for Auburn. They're moving up in the top 25 bowl, and also a graduate of McGill Toolin absolutely dominated in yesterday's bowl game.
And what bowl game was that?
That was the Gasparilla Bowl, and to get specific, the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
There you go. A Gasparilla to you as well. Also a story we've talked about over the last few weeks, actually been talking about this off and on from a state level to a federal level for over a year, came to a head yesterday as President Trump signed legislation raising the minimum age to purchase tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21. Here's Meredith Wood from Westwood One with more.
According to the latest federal study, 1 in 4 high school seniors admitted to vaping nicotine. But despite the new age restriction, some advocates say the youth epidemic will continue unless vaping products are banned completely. The new law will take effect sometime next year.
And that's when people, you'll hear about it like right now with us, but then you'll hear about it around the water cooler next year when it actually goes into effect. What about that? Raising the age for vaping and tobacco to 21 to purchase. All right, 7:45. We'll be right back. News 5 is coming up next.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has
has you covered. A gift certificate from ProTent Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Katarina Lukic for WKRG News 5. A ransomware group claims to be behind a cyber attack in Pensacola that crippled the city's computer network. On Monday, a group called Maze posted screenshots of city timesheets that members claim they accessed during the attack. While there's no confirmation that any personal information was actually compromised, the city will offer identity protection services to about 60,000 people potentially affected by the attack. Mobile police are still looking for an alleged shoplifter who brought a gun into the shops at Bel Air. As a security guard was trying to take 28-year-old Jeremiah Johnson into custody, a gun fell out of Johnson's waistband and went off. No one was hurt, but Johnson got away. A U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan has been identified as a Green Beret stationed at Eglin Air Force Base. The Department of Defense says 33-year-old Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel was killed by a roadside bomb. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukatich. Local coverage you can count on.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I am Dalton Orwig, and right now it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. Central Florida crushed Marshall 48-25 in the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa. Former McGill Tool and Yellow Jacket Marlon Williams caught 7 passes for 132 yards and a touchdown in the win. The Knights defense forced 5 Marshall turnovers, took 2 of them back for touchdowns in the first quarter. And with that win, UCF finishes the season with a 10-3 record. They've now won 10 or more games in 3 straight seasons. Tonight, there's only one bowl game, with no game scheduled for Christmas Day tomorrow. At 7 o'clock tonight, BYU will face Hawaii on the Rainbow Warriors' home turf in the Hawaii Bowl. Cougars are favored by 1.5. It's some news that could greatly affect one of the college football playoff semifinal games. LSU starting tailback and leading rusher Clyde Edwards-Helaire is recovering from a hamstring injury and is now questionable to play on Saturday in the Peach Bowl. Tigers head coach Ed Orgeron said on Monday that Edwards-Helaire is day-to-day, but he has a chance to play when his number one-ranked team faces number four-ranked Oklahoma. And props, Merry Christmas to those who transcribe Ed Orgeron's press conferences. Because he might have said that. We don't know if that's what he said.
That's all right.
It sounds about right. The junior running back injured his hamstring during a non-contact play in practice last week. Orgeron said that Edwards-Helaire will test his hamstring in practice in Atlanta today. Edwards-Helaire was an all-SEC first-team selection this season. In the NFL, the Green Bay Packers beat the Minnesota Vikings 23-10 on Monday Night Football to clinch the NFC North division. The win also moved Green Bay ahead of New Orleans for the number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs. Packers running back Aaron Jones rushed for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. Here's his second of the night, a 56-yard dash that put Green Bay ahead by 2 scores.
Jones, look at that!
That's the call from ESPN. Vikings, they're still locked into the playoffs in the wild card, despite that loss last night. For New Orleans to move into one of the top two seeds in the conference and have a bye in the first round of the playoffs, they'll need to defeat Carolina on the road this weekend and have either Green Bay lose to Detroit or San Francisco lose to Seattle. The Seahawks will face the 49ers Sunday with the NFC West title on the line, but they have faced some adversity this year with injuries in the backfield. Yesterday, the Seahawks confirmed that starting running back Chris Carson is out for the remainder of the year after he fractured his hip in this weekend's loss to Arizona. Now, not one, but two former Seahawks running backs have rejoined the team. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported yesterday that the team had signed Robert Turbin, who spent his first three NFL seasons with the Seahawks. And then late last night, what Seahawks fans had been waiting for, Marshawn Lynch, also re-signed with the team. According to Schefter, Lynch's contract is for the remainder of this season only. Lynch, a.k.a. Beast Mode, spent parts of six seasons with the Seahawks from 2010 to 2015. The five-time Pro Bowler came out of a one-year retirement to play for the Oakland Raiders in 2017 and 2018. This year, he has so far not played for any team. In college basketball, the newest top 25 rankings were released yesterday, and there's a new team on top after Kansas over the weekend became the fifth number one team to lose this season. For the new rankings, Gonzaga comes in at number one, Ohio State number two, followed by Louisville, Duke, and Kansas. Oregon's ranked sixth, Baylor seventh, and the Auburn Tigers have moved up four spots to number eight. They're followed by Memphis and Villanova to round out the top 10. Kentucky dropped from number six to number 19 in the rankings, while Tennessee fell out of the rankings from number 21. That means Auburn and Kentucky are the only SEC teams currently ranked in the top 25. 751, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger, and props to Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday we had our FM Talk College Pick'em winner come in, Judge Jody Bishop. He got his very nice trophy and also a very, very nice gift certificate to Butch Cassidy's Cafe, so you might find him there in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, a reminder, too, at 8:35, the whiskey speech, that tradition here at FM Talk 106.5, that's on the way. Plus, Quinn Hilliard joins us shortly.
I'm looking forward to it.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center, is traveling across the Bayway. The causeway looks great. 1065 split, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, along Highway 90, all the way out towards Grand Bay, Wilma Road, and I-10. You're going to find the state troopers, but light traffic so far this morning. No delays across the Bayway, and we're accident-free. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect gift for that unique someone with oddity items like skulls, two-headed turtles, and snakes. In the jar and more. See them online at serpentsofbeanville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and it's getting towards the end of the year now, and it's time to get the lawn ready for spring. What are you talking about, man?
Well, yeah, so, you know, the lawn is pretty much like you and I. It wants to go to bed on a full stomach. You know, it wants to eat healthy and prepare itself for the best day tomorrow. And so that starts in the fall, winter. You know, we're putting out winterizer. We're kind of cleaning up any weeds, and we're preparing for the next season right now.
You're saying what we do now this time of year gives us that great lawn in the spring.
It really does. If you've been struggling with your lawn all year and you've got some weeds, you've got some really bad areas, now is a really good time to kind of get set up for a good lawn next season. Also, round one, kind of cleaning up weeds for early next season, starts really soon, January, February. So now's the time.
All right, let's make that appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Christmas Eve. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, talking to you on the text line and the phone line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Quinn Hilliard joins us coming up in just a little bit. And what's open today and tomorrow? I'll say this, looking through the big box stores, most of them, just to make it quicker here, will be open till anywhere between 5 and 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. All right? Walmart, let me point out that Walmart to close at 6 and be closed all day tomorrow. So Walmart, all stores, I guess nationally, Walmart stores close at 6 p.m. All locations will be closed on Christmas Day. That's new, isn't it?
I'm not sure if they've done that before, but if you asked me to guess whether they'd be open or closed late Christmas Eve and maybe even Christmas, I'd say open. Isn't Walmart open all the time?
But they're closing at 6 and don't open all day for Christmas Day. Give the folks a chance to be with their families. Probably a real good thing. Locally, you were talking about the Battleship.
Yeah, so if you have family in town and they haven't gone out to Battleship Memorial Park before and you're looking for something to do today, they are open today from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're going to sell their last tickets at 1 p.m., so make sure you get there before then. They are closed tomorrow, but
that's the only day of the year I think the Battleship Memorial Park is closed.
The only day. But if you want to get your family out and the weather's looking nice, take them out to Battleship Memorial Park and show them a very cool landmark right here in our own city.
That's cool, because you got out-of-town family in.
Yeah, I do. I should probably take them up there today.
Probably a good thing. All right, heading for high right around 70 today, 57 now at our studios. Dr. Bill talks about warm for tomorrow as well. And we'll be looking at rain by the weekend. By the way, one quick note here. People doing right by other human beings. I love these stories year-round. Of course, pay attention to them more here. Around Jesus' birthday, an L.A. church is paying off $5.3 million worth of medical debt for nearly 6,000 households in Southern California. Remember we had that story earlier this year where they're buying the debt from the people, that debt collectors?
Buying it cheap.
Buying it cheap and paying it off for people. Christian Assembly purchased the debt for $53,000.
Wow.
And it's worth $5.3
million. That's
huge. They're working with a nonprofit organization to pay the outstanding bills for 5,555 families in 28 neighborhoods. They said, we're able to give a Christmas gift to the people of L.A., no strings attached. Now, that's a real gift. That's pretty awesome. This is a trend that's going on nationally. We'll look into this if something like this comes to our neck of the woods. But good on those folks in the church there in L.A. And we'll be right back. Hour number three next.